It was normal Thursday preparations for the New Orleans Saints. Hi again, everybody. I'm Sean Kelly, and alongside is John DeShazer, and this is the New Orleans Saints Afternoon Wrap. Another practice indoors today. Shorts, helmets, and shoulder pads for the New Orleans Saints. John, what about practice today?
Well, they went over third down situations, and I know fans, you know, you kind of roll your eyes and say they're talking about third downs, but here's how critical it is. Last season, the Saints were 7-9. They converted 44% of the time on third down. The season before, 13-3, converted 56.7% of the time on third down. So it really is important, folks.
Yeah, big day today on the practice field and also in the meeting rooms, too, which stretches into the evening for each of the position groups. One position group that we learned a little bit more about today was the linebackers. Of course, Curtis Lofton is going to be at the center of things now for the Saints defense, and that's really no surprise to any of us.
Well, Jonathan Vilma is kind of the leader on that defense, but he's out. And Curtis Lofton assumed that role last year when Jonathan Vilma was out, and he shared it with Vilma when Vilma came back. And so certainly now he falls right back into that role he's familiar with.
Yeah, Lofton was one of the things that head coach Sean Payton commented on today following practice.
Well, he's now the signal caller. He's now the guy who's playing Mike. He played it a year ago, but I would say yes. He's physical. He's a smart player. He brings that leadership to the room. A guy with experience and a guy that's a very good tackler. You know, he's well built, and so in that 34 front, you're playing someone over the guard that's uncovered. You know, oftentimes he's taken on a bigger lineman than maybe in a 4-3 scheme, but he's handled that transition very well.
So familiar territory for number 50, Curtis Lofton. As a matter of fact, J.D. sat down with Lofton inside the Saints locker room following practice today.
Coach Payton mentioned earlier today that you're the guy who's going to be wearing the headset. Obviously, that's something you've done before. How comfortable are you in that role, in that leadership role? It's one you carried for this team last year, obviously, and you had pretty much your whole career.
I mean, I've been doing it for a while. I think, you know, when you have that helmet communicator, you know, you got to be calm, patient, and know that sometimes things aren't go good, and you just got to be that solid rock for the guys, and that's something I'm used to being, and just got to keep improving on doing that.
Now, Curtis, obviously you've been over this before. Not the first time you played your former team, but, you know, I guess it's a theme that kind of recurs every time you play them, but has the novelty of that kind of disappeared?
No, I mean, last year was the first year and the second year. I think as the years go along, you know, that's going to start to fade. And, you know, I guess that hate they have for me leaving and coming here, you know, hopefully that's going to go away. But, you know, for me, just going into this game is different.
You know, Coach Payton mentioned specifically your physicality, the way you play and the way you're able to play over bigger guards and to take on those challenges. Just talk about that part of your game.
You know, I pride myself in, you know, being an inside linebacker, you know, that's been physical. And so anytime, you know, a guard, a tackle, or whoever it be, you know, I got to go in and knock him back so I can get to the running back and finish. And, you know, something I pride myself in.
Yeah. Something that I guess you also pride yourself in is availability. You're a guy who hadn't missed a game. You don't miss starts. You're always out there to answer the bell. Just what goes into preparing your body for such a physical position?
Well, you know, I mean, I think, you know, part of it is Coach Payton has done a good job of, well, throughout my career, you know, just getting enough rest, eating the right food, preparing myself in the weight room, then also in the practice field to be out there to do what I needed to do. And then, you know, this year Coach Payton's brought, you know, a lot of people in to help us prepare for that and give us an extra boost.
All right, John, well done. The other piece of news that we have to pass along to you today, also in the linebacking core, Junior Gallette today looked pretty good, was a full go at practice again.
Well, extremely encouraging. This is back-to-back days he's gone. He'd been out for a good while with that hamstring, had partial participation the last week. Now he's full go, so I fully expect him to play in the season opener.
All right, we're getting closer, friends. Falcons Week continues, and, of course, preparations do as well, with more practice coming tomorrow morning. Don't forget to start your day off at NewOrleansSaints.com with J.D.'s morning report. I think you'll enjoy his guest tomorrow. And, of course, we'll hear more about Curtis Lofton in the written word from John DeShazer later on today at NewOrleansSaints.com. That'll do it for us here from the indoor facility at the Saints practice facility on Airline Drive. For John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. We'll see you tomorrow at NewOrleansSaints.com.